Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Take cover, Luca. RJ with the fist pump. I'm not in the mood. On the fan cam and live on Twitch. The Warriors are in the mood, especially after Andrew Wiggins. Is that the first time Luka has truly been posterized? If y'all can think of another one, or you got the photos of it, hit us up on the truckwreck.com text line. Luka tried to sell it as an offensive foul. He was initially successful. Then the Warriors said, nah, go ahead and reverse that. And they said, yeah, that was a throwdown all up in his face. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan, by the way, tonight, the debut of Kevin Gray and Reggie's show taking over for the Nosebleed. So check that out. G-Bag is going to be at Texas Live today. So a lot of things happening here at the radio station. Thank you for being a part of it and being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. The Mavs, they blow the 19-point lead on Friday night. That really was the end of the season. That's the turning point. Yes. You're up 19 on the road. Jason Kidd not thrilled with the shot selection in the third quarter. The Warriors go on a run to come back. They open up the floodgates in the fourth. Warriors up 2-0. And then last night was the weirdest game of the series for me. It felt like it was a 15-point lead. It was only like 6 or 8. The crowd was out of it. I'm looking forward to Bassett coming in to ask him what was up with the AAC. Were they just scared? Were they worried? Were the loudest fans priced out? I don't know. It was just really weird yesterday with the Warriors winning by 9.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Jason Gallagher, he's a Mavericks insider. He did stuff for the Ringer for some time, and he tweeted late last night, I have no way of knowing how much fans sway a game, but I will say it really sucks that Dallas priced out its good fans. First two series, people barely sat down. It was loud. Tonight was bad. Definitely not why Dallas lost, but still not great. And then someone hit him back, said, priced out. No, that's silly. And he responded, silly? I've been at every game, and I promise you, it was an entirely different clientele in that building tonight.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, look, KGCA, if you're listening, give us the perspective on the crowd. Chris, especially if you're listening.
The idea that people with money can't be as loud is, I mean, I don't know if there's any kind of, I love studies. I don't know if there's any studies done on that. but like, you know, people in LA and San Francisco.
Decibel per capita.
Are, I mean, they're loud. You know, San Francisco's loud at their games. And their fan base is not, like, these tickets are more expensive than ours are. So they're loud. I think part of it was, you know, you're down 0-2 in a series. You're down 0-2, and that was a demoralizing game 2 loss.
Yeah, but you still, there should be a desperation, a sense of desperation from the crowd.
1,000%. Totally should be desperation.
We just do it opposite in the Metroplex. We always have. Always, it's sitting back, wait, there's two ways to look at it, and I'm not going to go in real hard on the crowd, all right? But there's two ways. You have to give us something to cheer for, or we are going to try to create something to cheer for.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And the Metroplex DFW sports crowds are usually, you got to give us something. We're going to react to that and not be proactive with it. And again, last night was a weird game. Reggie Bullock had all these opportunities to hit a big three. Maxi, they were awful. I mean, awful. A combined 0 of 15. So you hit like one or two of those threes. I felt like Brunson's before his finally started dropping. He had like two or three just rim outs. So he didn't like have that moment except for Luka hitting the bomb at the end of the first quarter to give you the reason to explode. But I don't know. That's just an observation. I'm not going in on the crowd. You were there. Props for you for showing up if you did as one of the Tolos. And now we're sitting here down 0-3. All right. Give me your 1-2-3 for why they're down 0-3. Whether it's coaching, refs, talent, 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com text line. Your 1-2-3 for why they're down 0-3. You have yours?
Yeah, I do. The first reason is Golden. The second reason is State. And the third reason is Warriors. And that is as simple. I hate to be so simplistic.
Yeah.
But I think that's what it is. They're down 0-3 because Golden State is playing to the level they're capable of playing at. They had their blip where they were down by 55 against Memphis without Ja Morant. And they haven't lost since. And it's been a wake-up call for them ever since. So, yeah, honestly, it's Golden State. Like, there's the reason. Now, if I had to throw reason number two, reason number three in there, reason number two is the inconsistencies of the Mavs role players, be it Bullock, be it Maxey, be it Brunson and Dinwiddie. And then I think number three is Steve Kerr is not Monty Williams and Quinn Snyder.
Mm.
Steve Kerr, Bassick has done with this, knows how to defend guys like Luka, Harden, LeBron, guys who are able to do multiple things with the basketball. I think Steve Kerr, for as much of a clinic as Kidd put on against Snyder and Monty, Steve Kerr is, I don't want to say he's put on a clinic here, but they do not have a coaching disadvantage in this series.
True. Very true.
What about you?
It was hard for me to come up with a number two. It's talent.
Yeah.
Period. This is what I've been saying since the start of the playoffs. Mavs made me look bad for the first two rounds, but this is what I always felt about this roster. Still a fantastic season, a great, great year. They gave us a postseason feeling that the Cowboys haven't done since the Packer game at Lambeau. But, I mean, it's clear as day, y'all. It is clear as day, right? I'm curious on the text line who has anything other than talent disparity on there, whether it's coaching. Look, Jason Kidd was in the crosshairs late Friday night from the Tolos. Mad that they started reattacking Kevon Looney. Mad that he didn't stop the third quarter run with timeouts. And mad that he continued to let them shoot so many threes. So J. Kidd took his first real criticism of the playoffs from game two. And we do have to focus in on that. Are you mad at Jason for not calling the timeouts, for going back at Looney, and for all the three-point attempts? 877-881-1053. But this is about talent. I agree. Golden State,
yep.
Warriors. Troy, you have yours?
Yeah, I mean, it's without question talent. That's number one on the list. Number two, I believe it's just experience. Or I should say in the Mavericks case, inexperience when it comes to playoff basketball. Now everyone's like, they're playing all these games anyway. No, there's a big difference when you're playing a regular season game and then you're in the playoffs. Mm. More importantly, when you're in the Western Conference Finals. So, I mean, I can't remember who, but I remember a Maverick mentioning during the Sun series about being nervous going to Phoenix to play that first road game. And I'm thinking to myself, that's the same thing. There's not enough experience on this team to actually know what to expect. And we're seeing that because it's 3-0.
Here's J. Kidd on the supporting cast performance last night.
You know, when you look at the three guys who scored, Spencer, LD, and JB, that's just not enough against the Warriors. You know, you need a lot more guys to participate offensively, but we're getting good looks, and they're just not dropping.
Yeah, you know, you want to shoot a few less fine. I know Van Gundy and Reggie and Shaq and Charles, everyone on TNT is saying drive to the basket more with what? You want me to race out here on the highway with what? In my V6? That's what you're asking the Mavs to do. Drive to the bucket with a V6. They got three guys that can do it. So I have a hard time being so reactionary saying, oh my God, you were scorching hot and you're up by 19 with what you did in the first half of game two. And then you want me to get mad at you for missing those same exact shots in the third quarter? Now, people and Jason said, when you miss 4 or 5, you got to start going to the bucket. Okay, that's fine, but I'm not going to get mad for you for trying to execute the same exact formula because the Warriors came back and you were missing open threes.
Truckwreck.com text line, number one, Curry, number two, refs, number three, Donnie Nelson. Bringing in shade at Donnie Nelson.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
What about the refs?
I mean, look, they were not good in game two, but I haven't.
On both sides, I thought.
Game two?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were bad.
I didn't think someone was outright cheated.
Yeah, I never thought to myself, wow, these refs are really against the Mavericks. It's like you said, they've been bad. And guess what? Tomorrow night, they're going to be really bad against the Warriors.
To extend
it? Yeah.
Hey, can you extend this?
Yeah.
Just because, a little bit.
You know, the other series, who knows how long that's going to go. You know, they want one team just sitting around at home all the time. But, you know, people are also saying they can't stop the drive in the lane. Key players are burnt out and they can't hit threes.
Man, this defense has gotten evaporated in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
My Lord. Every game, Warriors, third quarter, Mavs, no defensive stops in the fourth. They just can't get any. They're helpless defensively. All of a sudden, in the second half of these games,
yeah. Is that really a true stat? They have not done a single defensive stop in the fourth. Like that's
not a stat.
Okay, all right.
They've had a stop. In the fourth.
I was like, wait a second, is that really a stat?
Yeah,
I thought for a second that might actually have been true. I was like, wait a second, really?
No,
it's not a stat. I know. In all honesty, though, their defense has disappeared. In a lot of ways, it has completely disappeared. And that is a problem because this part of the reason this team is here is that they did play good defense. They played really good defense on the perimeter. They played really good defense in both of these previous two series, and they just haven't had it. Oh, and by the way, Golden State is still hitting contested shots. That's the other thing. When the shots are contested in this series, they're going in. In the previous two, they weren't.
Friday night, Mavs were down 6 late, but no stops. Last night, it got to around 7. Bullock missed a wide-open 3 that could have made it 4. But they were down 5 with 1:15 left, and then Jordan Poole hit that dagger. He hit that humongous 3. He's someone I've grown some dislike for as I'm trying to manufacture hate.
Whoa, really?
I still can't hate. Yeah, he talks.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole.
Yeah. Hey,
very nice player. He gets into it with the crowd. He talks smack. Yep. But I still can't generate hate for Stephen Clay. I don't know why.
Oh, I could easily. The mouth guard, man, it's so annoying. Just take it's always out of his mouth. It's never in. Put it in your mouth.
Steph, though.
Clip that.
Yeah. Steph picked up his 5th foul with 4.5 left and didn't come back to bite him. But Looney, Wiggins. The size, the Warriors' Achilles heel, Stan Van keeps talking about turnovers, but they're supposed to get overpowered by the Suns. That's why people said Phoenix is going to advance. Kevon Looney is 6'9", and it feels like he's 7'2", like he's literally Shaq out there doing whatever he wants. He gave the career game in game two, but you may think that coaching has something to do with it. Why did they start attacking him? Why didn't Jason call more timeouts? And why does Jason allow them to keep shooting threes? So I could see a lot of Tolos having coaching as the number two reason that they're losing this series.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the shooting of the threes because that's what got them here. That's their formula. I get it, though. When you're in the bonus with 7 minutes to go, I mean, you need to find a way to get to the free throw line more.
Yeah.
You just have to. Those are free points, or at least they should be. So that's a reason. But look, there is a talent disparity. We have a team that is a mainstay in the postseason that knows what it takes to win, and they're just better. They're just better. But you know, people are really saying that if you look at this is normal for the NBA. You don't go from getting knocked out in the first round of the playoffs to all of a sudden to the NBA Finals. There is a gradual attrition that happens that you've got to kind of eat. You know, you
You got to pledge.
You stumble. You got to pledge. There you go.
You got to pledge.
Eternity guy right here.
You got to pledge. Luka, on no one even expecting the Mavs to be here at this point.
Like I say, you know, nobody had us being here in this finals conference finals. I think the Warriors are playing incredible. Everybody knows their role. Everybody, it just stays together. You know, they're a long built team. You know, they've been together for a lot. And I think they're playing great basketball.
And you know what? I'm glad, but also kind of shaking my head that he said that. Because last week, what did I say? Hey, we're playing with house money right now. The Mavericks being in the Western Conference Finals, that is house money, no matter what happens. But the fact that he said that, Jason Kidd kind of reiterated that later, saying, you guys are supposed to be on vacation right now, but you're talking about us. It almost felt like an audible white flag.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Waving.
That's a good way to put it. And I don't want to hear, I hate when people talk big picture. I'm a here and now person, you know, perspective and big picture. Jason keeps talking about big picture lessons learned. That the third quarter on Friday night was a great lesson. You got to figure it out. I can't bail you out. I don't know if that's the right timing for that philosophy. If you feel like you're going to go down 0-2, Phil Jackson called quick timeouts in big games. I remember if it was a game 7. Now this was game 2. But you may have viewed it as a game 7. Phil would burn those timeouts quick. And Lucas sounded like he was taking in a lesson right there that they can learn from with the way that Golden State is constructed and the way that they're playing together. Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station, 877-881-1053. Hit us up on the truckwreck.com text line. And, of course, we're live on the fan cam and we are live on Twitch. How about all the acting taking place in the Eastern Conference Finals? Plus, the Rangers get cooled off, and who should be the Stars' new head coach? That's all next, along with Mavs Crosstalk with KMC after this.
But let's drive the difference to Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. There's a reason guys like Troy and Kevin and Bassick and Corey have all raved about Gilchrist Automotive and the experiences that they've had and all the Tolos have had with some of the other dealerships. Super excited here talking about Parkway Buick GMC. Another store owned by Stephen Gilchrist. He's a Tolo. So is the GM, Justin Rogers. They're diehard Tolos, and they're going to hook you up right now. 2 years free maintenance on any new or used vehicle you purchase at Parkway Buick GMC. Get on the list. ParkwayBuickGMC.com. Reserve your brand new 2022 GMC Sierra truck, the Denali, the AT4. Reserve your Yukon, your Buick. They've got a ton of used inventory on the lot as well. It's fantastic. And also, trade up and fuel up time, boys and girls. $150 fuel card when you purchase any new or used vehicle at Parkway Buick GMC. Drive a little further to save a lot more. Parkway Buick GMC, we are professional grade.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 105.3 The Fan with Sean and RJ for a Monday morning. Got a little Disturbed playing here. I know RJ loves this. Hey, if you love Disturbed, maybe Van Halen, Pantera, Lil Nas X, anything like that, check out my station streaming 24/7 on the Odyssey app. It is called Stadium Anthems. This segment of The Fan brought to you by State of the Art Weight Loss, a.k.a. Soda.
The 3-1, swinging a ground ball hit to the right side, picked up by Altuve to second for one on the first double play, and that will end the ball game.
Rangers get cooled off in Houston. They lose yesterday here on The Fan 5-2. They drop 3 of 4 in the series. They will take on the Angels in L.A. tomorrow. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. We'll do a Mavs crosstalk with KMC coming up at 9:40 this morning. So when you look at the American League West standings, again, we are coming off a really, really good series. And then out on the road for this West Coast trip, the Astros are leading the Angels by 1.5 games. The Angels are 26-17. They've won 2 straight. The Rangers are in third in the West, 18-22. Seattle is 17-25. They're 10 back, and the Athletics are 10.5 back. So we got a 2-game lead with third to fourth place in the American League West.
Yep, it was still a rough weekend for them. Even though they had played really, really well leading up to that with sweeping the Angels and winning the final game against Boston. But it was a rough weekend. Houston kind of humbled.
The offense, yep. Again, mm-hmm. 7 runs in 4 games. 7 runs scored in 4 games. Martin Perez was the highlight, also getting emotional about Tony Beasley, who has been overcoming and beating his battle with cancer. So that was a great moment for Martin Perez, but otherwise the bats not showing up.
No, they weren't. They weren't showing up.
And you're getting Trout, who just had 3 hits yesterday. The average is up to .323 on the season.
He's so good, man.
He's 12th in average. He's tied for 2nd with home runs with 12, and the OPS 2nd in baseball.
And it's over 1,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1.133.
Oh, then that's on base plus slugging. So your on-base percentage plus your slugging percentage equals your OPS.
And that'll be tomorrow. Day off today.
Day off today. Finally. They finally got a day off. You know, they had like, you know, just what, 15 days in a row where they were playing because they had that off day in New York where they had two off days where they had a rainouts, but then they continued to play. So it was like 30 games in 30 days. It was a rough, rough stretch for them.
Meanwhile, the NHL taking place, but the Stars now have an opening. The 5th team to have an opening. Rick Bonus steps aside on Friday. So there's a lot of names out there, and there's a lot of teams out there looking for their next head coach.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have to get Spittle's list. Gavin, text. Who do you know who he wants the most?
I think he wants Paul Maurice. I think Paul Maurice is a guy that he has mentioned him to me because we've talked about Barry Trotz, who has been a fantastic coach in Nashville, won a cup in Washington, and then took the Islanders to the conference finals. So he's basically won, and by won, I don't mean won the title, but he's won everywhere he's gone. You know, Nashville did the playoffs 7 of 8 years when he was there. He's fantastic. Rick Tocchet's name will get thrown out there. There's a few more, but, you know, there's 5 jobs available, and, you know, from Trotz's standpoint, does he fit best in Vegas? Does he want to go back home? He's from Winnipeg. And they have a job opening. So does he want to go back home? What does he want to do? And that's one of the guys out there that's available.
I would also like to know who was really now. This city puts up really good golf ratings, but I need names on the lead. I either need a close race throughout the final 4 or 5 holes, or I need some big names. I didn't get the names yesterday. But you did get a really close finish. Guys were at, what, 5 under, 7 under?
Yeah.
And you had a meltdown. I got exactly what I needed for a good 30 minutes as Justin Thomas ends up winning this major in Oklahoma.
5 years later, after his win at Quail Hollow, it's Justin time again at the PGA Championship.
Mito Pereira. I've had to write his name down three times on my run sheet here and try to find it. He's like, I was just hoping to make the cut, really. Mito Pereira has the one-stroke lead on 18, brings out driver. One of the most awkward swings you will ever, ever see. Goes in the water and doesn't even make the playoff between Thomas and, is it Zalatoris?
Yeah, Will Zalatoris.
Will Zalatoris. How glued to this were you? Tiger has to quit on Saturday because of injury. McIlroy goes from -5 to -2. Bubba was up there on Saturday.
Bubba was up there on Saturday as well, which is never good for me. I'm not a Bubba guy. But I was glued.
Why not?
He buttons the top button on his on his polo. I don't like that. It's just like, you loosen up there, dude. But I was glued. I was watching basically, I would say from about the third hole on, from as much as I could. We had a lot of baseball yesterday, so keep it on mostly on my phone. But I was in on this.
Troy, did you have any interest in the golf?
Say what? No, I'm like you. I'll freely admit it. I will not watch pretty much any kind of PGA major unless there's like a major person involved. Unless like Tiger's on a run or Rory's doing something spectacular, I'm really not going to tune in.
Kevin Hagelin producing the show.
Yeah, I mean, true. But I don't hate the game of golf. I'm just not a golfer. Thus, I'm not going to sit down and lock into it. Unless it's the Masters. And I will watch that just because it's like visually stimulating. It's like the best produced sports event of the year.
Yeah, you know, we could have had, though, back-to-back major winners from here. Zalatoris for Plano went to Trinity Christian Addison.
Oh.
So we could have had, and Scheffler obviously won the Masters. So we could have had back-to-back from DFW. But no, I mean, it was in the playoff, Justin Thomas wins it. And look, he is one of the best guys on tour. He is going to be one of those guys that is, he's always on that player impact program where they're going to get money because he brings a lot of eyeballs to the sets. I mean, typically, you know, he's not Tiger Woods, but he is a name.
Let me tell you how you know you live in Texas. Normally, when you get a wrong text message that someone sends you, it's like inappropriate maybe, or something like totally out of left field. So I'm getting a text here from Tolo Chad. He's like, sorry, wrong person. It was about five-state region and comparing areas. And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And then Tolo D sends me a tweet about Allen High School's head coaching replacement.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Chad Morris, he left Allen. He's going
you
to
get
go.
Accidental text messages in Texas about high school football coaches.
That's right. Chad Morris, he left Allen. He's going to a more high-profile football program somewhere in college, according to some. But, yeah, they just hired a brand-new head coach, Lee Wigginton. Lee Wigginton, he was a head coach at Midlothian Heritage for a long time. And while he was there, he was able to take that team to the state quarterfinals in 2019 area championships. Not only that, but he's the president of the Texas High School Coaches Association. So a big time coach. And before he went to Midlothian Heritage, he was at Mahaia High School, Sean. The reason why I bring that up is because Mahaia was just a stone's throw away from my hometown of Fairfield. Go to Mahaia every Sunday to Jim's Crispy Fried Chicken. And our waitress would wait on us every Sunday, Vicky Hogan, who later became Anna Nicole Smith.
Shut really? Up.
Yep.
You didn't tell us this story for a decade?
What do you mean?
Anna Nicole Smith was your waitress?
Oh, trust me. She didn't. That was not Anna Nicole Smith. That was Vicky Hogan. That was flat-chested, brown-haired Vicky Hogan. And then she became Anna Nicole Smith.
What?
Yeah.
Was she nice?
Oh, sweet girl. Very sweet girl. Jim's Chicken was like an institution in Mahaia, Texas. Everyone went to on Sunday afternoons. You either go there, you go to Sam's Restaurant in Fairfield. But yeah, Vicky, just a sweet girl. Nothing big. And then she got big.
And she got big.
She got big. Double yeah, big. She did.
Eastern Conference playoffs will resume tonight. Somehow, Miami. They got Kyle Lowry back. Adebayo finally showed up for them. Jimmy Butler got hurt. Marcus Smart got hurt. Jason Tatum with one of the softest injuries as they were all trying to repeat Paul Pierce in a wheelchair. Miami's up 2-1. The thing people are saying about Jason Tatum, every time you're ready to crown him, the very next game, he disappears. Very weird, very frustrating. But speaking of Miami, DFW's very own Jermaine O'Neal was on the Complex Sports podcast. Here's Jermaine O'Neal talking about being a member of the Heat when LeBron and Bosch were all getting ready to team up. Now listen to Jermaine with a career versus life decision.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to start with Miami. They wanted me to re-sign. Like, I knew LeBron and them was coming. And this is the realest thing I could tell y'all. You know, they got that 8% body fat.
That's serious.
For a big guy.
Yeah.
That's heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going into the pantry at night, looking at the Oreos, Oreos looking at me. Right? And I could, bruh, I am in a full battle daily on what I ate. And I was like, bruh, I'm 30 plus years old. I can't go through this. So I was like, bruh, look, I'm too old to be having a debate whether I want to have an Oreo or not. Right? I can't do that. So that's why I left Miami.
How good is that?
Oh man, the rest of it 8%. I couldn't imagine 8%.
Yeah, man, though. The Heat, they try to keep it like conditioning standards. Riley, Spoelstra,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then Jermaine O'Neal's like, nah, man, I ain't giving up the Oreos for this mess.
Man, Jermaine, he may have the best bruh of anyone I've heard.
Bruh.
That's bruh. A solid bruh.
Bruh.
I see him around Metroplex all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Jermaine O'Neal. I don't know if he still lives here, but he definitely spends a lot of time here.
I think he's got a basketball camp up in like the Highland Village Flower Mound area, if I'm not mistaken.
Now I just need to stalk out Charles before he's gone. And we don't see him till maybe next year if the Mavs make the West Finals. I know he was at a steakhouse on Saturday. I tried to send him a text to get him on the show. I'm trying to get Reggie, Stan Van, Charles. I'm going to send Charles another text message.
You know, they're going to send us like Rizzoli and Isles.
Yeah.
That's who they'll end up sending us.
Who do we get every morning on here? Alyssa Milano.
Yep. Everyone's Charm, right? Charm?
I can tell you,
that.
Every outfit Alyssa Milano wore on that show.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with Charmed Alyssa Milano.
Nope.
So there you go. Eastern Conference playoffs tonight and game four, which RJ will be at tomorrow night at the AAC. What was up with the crowd last night? Let's predict Mike's mood. I haven't seen him. I haven't talked to him. I think he's going to be fine. I think the acceptance of a fantastic year has already set in. I'm a little bit down because it's usually I'm a little bit down because we have to talk about non-Cowboy things, but we go back to football, back to the Cowboys. I haven't had this feeling in forever. Like I want to drag this out with the Mavericks. I just would like to get one win. Good news is Golden State let up against the Grizzlies. Maybe they'll let up against us. Maybe they'll go ahead and let up against us. Let's figure out how Mikey is feeling. A Mavs crosstalk with KMC next on Sean and RJ. But today even more miserable for you because you're back at work and you're coming off of payday on Friday and it's not what you deserve. You know you should be making more. Don't sit there and make less money while you're miserable. If the commute is the best part of your workday, make a change. See if it's for you. You can do it. I know career change can sound absolutely frightening, but take a free career evaluation to change things up at mycomputercareer.edu. It's a free career evaluation with a few quick questions. You could take the classes live online twice a week with no previous background or experience required. It's computers. If you know how to turn a computer on and off, you are qualified. And then after 4 months, you get trained, you get certified, and hired by the network of Tolo employers who went through the same exact thought process as you. They doubled their salaries, and they're not miserable on Monday, and especially not on payday Fridays. It's not rocket science, y'all. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Curry, deep three. Got it! Oh, my goodness. That was out by the hash mark. Finds Curry, left corner with the shot. It's up and a splash! Warriors retake the lead. Curry with a left corner three. He turned around after releasing it. He knew it was good.
Yeah, he did that. He did the night-night in game two. It's 3-0. This is Sean and RJ Crosstalk with KMC, with Kevin Hagelin, Mike Bassey, and Corey Majors. What's coming up?
Guys, the Mavericks have finished their warm-ups, and they will now start playing in this series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great.
So it's back to an even series. We'll start over and see how things go. Actually, I like this at 10:20. If every NBA team remaining in the playoffs could pick one player from the teams that they eliminated, who would win the title? And then that kind of goes to my free agency, like the free agency in the playoffs. I would love NBA would add that. Which one?
The Mavs can add one
from
player
the Suns,
from... And from the Jazz.
The Jazz.
Oh. Well, that's easy.
Not Chris Paul.
Booker.
I'm adding Booker.
Taking Booker and Gobert as opposed to like Mitchell and Ayton.
We have to pick combos from the
team?
Well,
I'm saying, would you take both of the big men because we suck so hard at big men? Would you take
both of the guards? I was going to say Ayton and yeah, Gobert.
If I could add one player from the two teams, I'm adding Devin Booker.
You could take one player from each team you eliminated.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Devin Booker and Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need Donovan Mitchell. But of all of them, Devin Booker is the star.
I agree. And then, if I had to pick a second player, let's just say I could take two from the Suns, I'm taking Ayton over Gobert. But if we can't do that, then I'm with Sean. I'll go Gobert. Mm. Who was the guy that we liked on Utah? Oh, Clarkson.
Oh, man, I'd take Clarkson. That dude competed the entire series. He didn't quit like all those other chumps.
I think what has become obvious, I think, to everyone is...
We might lose.
We would take a lot of talent because this team, it needs a lot of talent. It needs a lot.
We have 6 NBA basketball players. Let's face it. I mean, I hate saying
that. Is Hardaway in that count?
No, because he's not playing. So 7.
Okay.
But I mean, literally right now, Josh Green can't play in the NBA. In real NBA, right? Once you eliminate 14 teams and you get to 16 teams in the NBA, Josh Green can't play yet in the NBA. That draft honestly kills us. At 18, you effed it up really bad. And then at 31, which usually you can get a decent role player, that dude lasted 1 year in the NBA and is done in Tyrell Terry. So 18 and 31 right now are worthless players for you. And Josh Green can maybe still develop, but he's not like a Kuminga or Moody talent that like Golden State has. And you just look at it and you go,
Last night I was screaming like, get Maxi out, get Maxi out.
But what do you do? He's one of our six.
Yeah, someone was like, with who? And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like going up and down the roster. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Marquise Chris time.
I want to talk about game two.
Okay.
All right, the Jason Kidd criticisms in the third quarter. Going back to attacking Looney, that didn't work out well. Stan Van Gundy was hammering that during the broadcast. Not calling the timeouts and the amount of threes that they continue to take. How much blame are y'all putting on Jason Kidd for those issues?
So the thing about points two and three, I have a little bit of a tough time just really going after him. For point one, I definitely get. But points two and three, I have a little bit of a tough time because that's what they've done like all year. And like he even had a soundbite about how he doesn't call timeouts in those situations. Morning News ran a story the next day and he's like, that's what we do. We let them work out of trouble. So
he mocked Carlisle over it.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the threes, both of those are valid complaints. It's just tough because like that's what you've done the whole season.
There's a little overcorrection. Kind of feels like not maybe it's not maybe his style
We're
is already like that yeah but like it seems like because Carlisle and Luca didn't get along it was like look I'm not going to coach you the way Carlisle did I'm going to give you that freedom I'm going to give you those opportunities to do that but man at some point you do have to take control of the situation and that point when you said after the game Sean I heard you say it this morning multiple times he didn't like the shots. So why, if you didn't like the shots, you should have stopped him and said, I don't like that crap. Put something else out there.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
I think that he deserves criticism, but we never know how it would play out the other way. So I totally get it, right? Because then, and I think he did the right thing last night. He's like, I can't have it happen again. I've already seen this team and an experienced mm-hmm. team. I mean, with very little playoff experience, not one human being has played in the Western Conference Finals on the team. So he's like, I've already seen it play out one way. So I'm going to call a timeout early on to see if I can stop what is happening in this third quarter. And that didn't work either. So then we've tried two different ways. We've tried, hey, you should have done it this way and we would have won in Golden State. Well, he did do it in Dallas at home and it didn't work that way either. So maybe nothing's really going to work out. I was wrong about this series. I thought we matched up well against Golden State. I thought having a 6'9" center with no backup center would help out Dwight Powell and Maxi Kleba, and we wouldn't get destroyed rebounding like that.
Points
we
in could, the paint.
Right, but it doesn't matter. And yeah. I will say that 3-2 defense that Steve Kerr is playing, or if you want to call it a 1-2-2, it's a defense that has effed us up tremendously on how to play basketball offensively.
How so? Well, explain because the X's like, and O's of it.
It's like, well, in a zone, you're not obviously covering a guy. You're covering an area. So one of the things that Phoenix struggled with is their eyes would draw to Luka in a man-to-man. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to do that so much because then you take your eye off of what? You take your eye off of the ball and the player. That's a basic principle of man-to-man. I know it's way more complicated in the NBA than high school. But when you're in a zone, you don't have to watch your man. You're watching a zone. Mm-hmm. So when Luka's looking, he sees that you're looking at him. But he's like, crap, but this is kind of zone-ish. And every time I take it to the basket, for some reason, it's weird, right? For the most part, they collapse. And then he has to pick it up because he doesn't feel like he can finish against this team a lot. Not all the time, but a lot. And then he's looking for his guys. And sometimes the guys aren't in a place where they're able to really get their shot off. Or if they get off a wide open shot, they're missing it. Yeah. So I think that it's very tough. It's I don't want to say this, but I will. Is
those are the best.
That's, yeah. You always know you're in for a good
10-2 right here on the fan.
Is Luka's not Michael Jordan. Luka's not LeBron James. I get it. Like he hasn't accomplished what they've accomplished. But in the same way that their brain works in this way, if those MFers aren't going to help me, then screw it. And that leads to bad decisions. I'll put it this way. Nothing against Kevin and Corey, right? But Kevin and Corey probably couldn't hit much in high school. Well, I could. And even my guys that were Division I players at times, my coach would have to convince me, you got to take the walk, Mike, because you got to trust that my buddies behind me will get a hit. And I'm like, these guys can't hit like I can hit. I would rather swing at a ball. Yeah. I would rather make a mistake swinging at a bad pitch, trying to knock my guys in rather than taking the walk because I don't believe that they're going to come through. And it's a convincing of the coach to be like, I promise it'll happen. But then when it doesn't happen, how does it convince a great player to actually do the right thing?
Corey Seager and Kevin Simeon. Bums.
I'll be the Simeon then. Because I definitely think I'm the low man on the if somebody stepped up in front of me, I'd be like, I could see that. That's probably a good decision.
Explain to me why I was confused, why the defensive numbers are bearing out. Going back at Looney was such a bad decision, right? Game you would think, oh, let me get their big. Let me get their center. But Van Gundy kept harping at it. Game one showed they shouldn't have gone back to it, which they did in game two. But, you know, on the surface, that didn't make sense to me why that was such a bad approach from the Mavs. Can someone explain that to me? I didn't understand why Looney defending Luka was the bad way to go.
Well, I guess because it was so successful against the smaller guys, or even against, in a weird way, because Wiggins is having a great series, right? Wiggins is proving why he was an all-star. I'm not saying he's proving why he's a number one overall pick. Like, that'll always be a failure, right? I mean, number one picks are way better usually than Andrew Wiggins. He's found the perfect spot. I agree with, like, the TNT crew. He's found the perfect spot to fit in as a fourth guy on a team, but the perfect fourth guy on a team. But I would say that it was kind of working more against Klay Thompson or against Wiggins than it was, because we really weren't getting clean switches on Jordan Poole or Steph Curry, right? Steve Kerr has done a tremendous job, and the players in general have done a tremendous job of, we're not going to switch. We're just not going to switch. We're going to hedge hard. We're going to show hard, and we're going to give our guy 2 seconds to recover. And if Luka wants to take a 3-point shot, 3 feet behind the 3-point line, kind of contested, we'll live with that. But we're not going to live with Poole or Curry guarding. So I would say that the Mavs were having quite a bit of success early on in game two with going after Klay Thompson, going after Wiggins. And they said, well, let's, and the one that they switch, they will switch Looney on to Luka and feel okay with it. And then your problem is, as a lot of people say, is Draymond plays free safety. And Draymond is probably the greatest free safety in the game of basketball. And because we're struggling to shoot the ball for the most part, he will not go hang out in the corner with our guys. So now Draymond, they're probably getting away with defensive 3 seconds a lot when you're at the game.
Yeah.
But they're not going to call it. And
well,
so,
what did you guys think of the crowd? I know Mike was there, but it felt way off last night.
I told my wife early, I was like, oh man, And I know I heard you, Choppy, say this, but I was like, oh, all the rich people are there tonight. And she said, why? And I said, first off, it sounds dead. And secondly, like, just look at the front row. You had the Charlotte Jones Anderson sitting there over in the front row. You had Dr. Disrespect on the other side. Patrick, and that's fine. That's cool.
Who's
and everything.
Dr. Disrespect?
He's a streamer. Okay. He used to play basketball.
Two-time.
What's funny is Dalton Schultz tweeted him and said, Dr. Disrespect, stop showing up. Stop showing up to Dallas sporting events. Yeah. And then George Kittle said, no, keep showing up because San Francisco, he's a big San Francisco nut.
Were the tickets that much more expensive than the Sun series?
So in the Sun series where you're sitting up in like section 332, like the first five rows, it was $135 face value a ticket. Like if you didn't have season tickets and stuff. And for this one, it was 180. So to sit up in the upper deck is 360 plus tax.
What's that percentage there, Kevin?
33%.
So what's percentage maybe down in the front row? Like, how much more would that probably be?
Probably $5,000 to $10,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
on the secondary market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
where, like if you wanted
not season ticket, not like
yeah. But if you wanted Patrick Mahomes tickets, I know that he's getting them for free. But I mean.
What? You know, I'm
just kidding.
But if you wanted Derek Holland seats are probably on the secondary market. You're probably paying $5,000 a ticket.
I don't know if I'm going to excuse this like I would a Cowboy turnout, because that's 90,000 people with the most. We were at the finals in 2011 with our press passes.
They were loud.
It was loud.
Yeah, it was loud.
It was loud. So I don't know.
The idea that rich people can't be loud is nuts.
We'll get into it. At what time? Because I was there and I was shocked at how dead it was before
the
game.
Was it a worry and anxiety versus
it seemed like
different,
you were kind of concerned? Like
I was screaming and yelling. I think the people didn't realize what they were actually attending.
I saw somebody else.
That's why whenever you say rich people, that's what I mean is they might not be at a game all season. And they're like, Western Conference final game, I need to show up tonight. And they show up and they're like, where is my shrimp?
I saw somebody else on.
Where is my shrimp?
Yeah. That's what fancy people like, right? I saw somebody on social media said, I was continually told, hey, will you please sit down by the people behind me? So
did you stop by the inside crew?
Yeah. In fact, way in the background, you could see Jake, my 14-year-old, and you could see the back of my head, like as he was riding in on the horse. So we were on the, when he turned the corner, we were right there because we saw Barkley because we were like, man, he's not on set because my son wanted to see it. And then we were walking into the stadium and then I'm like, there's Barkley on a horse right there. Like he was waiting on that horse for a good 20 minutes.
Have you ever ridden a horse, Sean?
Oh, yeah. Sweet. My dad had
Were you
horses.
On the equestrian team?
No.
Oh, yeah, because you guys had a stable.
Did you win mixed doubles in state on equestrian?
Yeah. No, that was tennis. That was tennis.
You think you could ride a horse and hit a tennis ball?
Oh, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'd have to control the horse.
I know how to control a horse.
Are you better at horses or tennis?
Tennis.
Did you save a horse and ride a cowboy?
Let's get to the other show.
How's
that's
that
coming
guy
up
in the studio
next. Right here.
So many more horse-based questions.
105.3 the fan.
Did the Mavs lose?
They did. They did. But you can win right here with A Number One Air. And when you get a new AC system, they will give you up to $2,000 cash back. Plus, your payment's as low as $79 a month. That's awesome. When you get that new AC system from A Number One Air, you're just going to get a great deal. Again, you buy a new AC system, they give you up to $2,000 cash back, and your payments are as low as $79 a month, and they're never going to charge overtime. They don't even charge it on weekends or on holidays. All the work's backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you can trust the folks at A Number One Air. They're going to do the job right the first time. If they don't, they're going to do it again. It is tremendous, and they're not just heating and AC. They also have plumbing and electrical, dominating customer service in DFW for over 30 years. My parents have used them for over 20. I've used them for over 10. They're awesome. All you got to do to get this amazing offer, the new AC system, when you get up to $2,000 cash back and your payment's as low as $79 a month, just give them a call. Pretty simple. 1-800-NEW-COOL. 1-800-NEW-COOL or A1Air.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.